This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Tim, yesterday we spoke to Dean, our Hollywood entertainment reporter.
Your boy.
He told us about the Beckhams. Now, apparently, Cruz Beckham, the youngest.
How old is it?
He's 11. How old is
Sorry.
It?
Sorry.
Hit.
How old is he?
He's 11 years old. He's been offered a contract with Scooter Braun, who developed Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and he's been offered a contract to release an album. Now, the Beckhams have said, 11, probably a little bit too young. We're going to wait a few years, see if he still wants to do it.
Exactly.
Right? You and I had a discussion off air, though, that we think perhaps the Beckhams might just be trying to save Cruz from a little bit of embarrassment.
Well, not embarrassment. I think, like, my parents definitely suggested me to move on to certain aspects. Like, I tried drumming, and they said, maybe we'll go with the guitar. After about 6 months, I don't know if it was because the drumming was too loud or if I was just really bad, but they pushed me to
maybe
move on to guitar.
Maybe it was a combination of the two.
It probably was a combination of two. I was bad and loud,
see,
which is never good.
My parents pushed me to move on from the guitar because the only thing I ever learned how to play was Smoke on the Water.
Mate, that was the first song I ever learned how to play. Great song. You should just do a performance.
Would have been great if I learnt the song. I only learnt the one riff.
Oh,
that was the only thing I played over and over again.
So, like, if we were at a campfire and you were trying to impress a young fella, you'd just be like, all right, everyone, now just gather around. It's time for a bit of Smoke on the Water. And you just do the riff and you just go, and repeat, bang. And they go.
Mum and Dad were just like, all right, maybe in musical instruments aren't for you.
Because sometimes, and I say this with the most positive attitude ever, sometimes your kids can be a little shit at certain things.
Yeah.
Which is fine because they're
okay.
Developing.
You can't tell your kid that they're good at everything because they're not. They're not good at everything.
Don't give them false promises. But we wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, has your kid not been the greatest at something and you've suggested for them to move on to something else?
We want to hear about that little discussion that you had with
them. It's fine. You just go, you know what? Maybe horse riding isn't for you and we'll do playmaking. That might be your zone. That might be your lane. Stay in your lane and we'll continue driving forward.
It's about finding what's good for them, Tim.
Exactly. So 13, 12, 16. Has your kid been a little bit bad at something and you've pushed them just slightly in another direction? As a former child myself, I was not good at lots of things. I think my parents could attest for that. I loved playing football. I loved playing the guitar. And I'll be the first to tell you I was not good at either, ever.
I've seen you play guitar. You're not bad at it.
Yeah, but I'm not good.
Yeah, no,
it's like football. I'm not bad, but I'm not good. I'm in that middle space. But it's all right because my parents were honest with me and they said, look, we understand you're passionate about this, but maybe there's something else out there for you.
And this is what we're thinking the Beckhams have done with Cruz Beckham because they've banned him from doing his music career just now because he's only 11 years old. Banned.
Yeah, grounded. No music career.
It's not happening.
How dare you?
But we think it might just be because they're trying to save him.
Exactly. And we did ask on 13, 12, 16, if your kid was maybe just a little bit bad at something and you've suggested to them to move on. And we've had Tom call through. Tom, did your parents suggest you to move on from something you might not have been the best at?
When I was playing junior footy, they got me to move on to junior soccer because I used to be quite a little tacker. And I used to get pushed around and tackled. And
didn't like the tackles. Contact sport.
Yeah. See, my brother, like, my parents really were very supportive of us, and we always saw out every season. But I think he quit footy, well, was encouraged to quit footy because he wasn't very good.
Did you continue doing soccer, Tom?
Yeah, I played up until I was 18.
Oh, so it was a good switch. You're just a little bit not that great at footy. That's all right.
Have you had that conversation with your parents, Tom?
I haven't.
Could have been a superstar.
I could have been, but yeah, I mean, Brent Harvey, he played lots of games at footy and he was only a little man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've missed out, Tom, unfortunately, but we've got a Subway voucher for you.
Thanks, guys. That'll make up for it.
I just realised I've compared his childhood dreams to a Subway voucher, but that's fine. That is fine.
I mean, isn't it, though? Pulled pork. Amazing.
Yeah, pulled pork, 100 goals. You be the judge.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.